First Fruits, an Apostolic Perspective. Chapter 22, Principles of First Fruits in the New Testament. The New Testament has no direct references to the practice of first fruits financially, but as indicated in the previous chapter, neither does it discount it. Please refer to the previous chapter, which deals with the validity of the practice of first fruits for New Testament believers, and hence for us in our modern day. The New Testament is awash with the principle of first fruits applied variously to Christ, to the Holy Spirit, to us as sons of God individually, and to the church corporately. What is true to the principle of first fruits can be extrapolated to characterize any expression or practice of the principle. In this chapter, we explore some New Testament realities of first fruits, and in some instances, export the inherent principle and apply it to a financial administration. This then becomes not a literal interpretation of the original thought, but a prophetic or symbolic application financially. The Greek word for first fruits is aparche, meaning a beginning of sacrifice. This word is also used of persons superior in excellence to others of the same class. In the New Testament, the principle of first fruits is employed to symbolically indicate various spiritual realities. This highlights just how significant the principle and practice of first fruits is. Also, as demonstrated in this writing, the giving of financial first fruits in itself points to other spiritual principles. For example, the giving of first fruits by Abel testified to the quality of his faith and his internal state of righteousness. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. The feeding of the 5,000 took place within the context of a young boy giving his lunch into the hands of Jesus. The miraculous was activated, and during a process of active distribution to meet an urgent need of hunger, the fish and the loaves multiplied. This miracle, ignited by an act of giving, was to activate and cement a truth much greater than simply the fact that Jesus is miraculous and has the power to meet people's needs. He ultimately wanted to reveal his nature as bread of life to them, and the bread which came down from heaven. Yet many followed him only for the fish and the loaves, and completely missed the whole point. Works of God must also reveal the Word of God. God's performance, what He does, must always reveal God's person, who He is. Similarly, in reference to first fruits, if you fail to see and comprehend the greater and extended application of the principle, you may choose not to observe the practice, or otherwise You may engage in the practice of the principle, but not with the complete revelation and understanding of the total spiritual ambit and realities it incorporates. The application of the first fruits principle in the New Covenant refers largely to people being a manifestation of the principle. This was also true in the Old Covenant. For example, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 3a indicates that Israel was holiness to the Lord, the first fruits of his increase. And later, the tribe of Levi, Numbers chapter 3, verse 12 and verse 41. As indicated earlier in this writing, during the feast of the sheaf of the first fruits, the first sheaf of ripened barley was waved by the priest before the Lord. The sheaf is indicative of people, as is evidenced by the interpretation of Joseph's dream, Genesis chapter 37, verse 5 to 11. First fruits represent the totality and entirety of one's life, spiritual purpose, and prophetic destiny. Here below are seven New Testament references to first fruits. Study them and allow the Spirit of truth to lead you into the truth that each contains. Brief treatment of these is given here. Number one, if the first piece of dough is holy, the lump is also. If the root is holy, the branches are too. Romans chapter 11, verse 16, NASB. For if the first fruits is holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. Romans chapter 11, verse 16, NKJV. Christ is the first constituent of the dough. We, the church, are the lump. Christ is the root and vine. We, the church, are the branches. First fruits, symbolically, are the root of our giving that gives rise to the branches. That is, provides structure and form to other expressions of giving. Branches are the part of the tree on which the fruit is born. Hence, first fruits provide the capacity for fruit bearing, reaping the many blessings attendant with giving. Here again is a reminder that anything first fruits is a holy offering. Numbers chapter 8, verse 8 to 19. Leviticus chapter 29, verse 24, Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30. Number 2. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to myriads of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 and 23a. Our representation as the firstborn sons of God is discussed in chapter 5. Access a fuller treatment on firstborn sonship via study notes and audio teachings freely available on my website. Number three, in the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits among his creatures. James chapter 1, verse 18. We, in the verse above, refers to us, the sons of God, the apex of God's creation, made in his image and likeness. His creatures is a reference to the rest of the creative order. We will be the first fruits of total redemption. Then after us, the rest of creation, which groans for this. When the first comes into full redemption, the rest follows automatically. The rest of creation longs for the total redemption and manifestation of the mature sons of God, and this triggers a process of redemption across all creation. When the first is rightly positioned, the rest of the harvest follows in the same order. Number four, also greet the church that is in their house. Greet Epanetus, my beloved, who is the first convert to Christ from Asia. Romans chapter 16 and verse 5. Now I urge you, brethren, you know the household of Stephanas, that they were the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves for the ministry to the saints. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 15 to 16. Epanetus, meaning laudable, and the household of Stephanas, meaning crowned, were the first converts in Asia and Achaia, respectively. They were thus representative of the quality of converts to follow from this region, this quality being rulers, in brackets crowned, laudable, and devoted to the ministry of the saints. Corinth was in the province of Achaia. The Corinthian church was instructed by Paul to submit to the household of Stephanas because of their diligent work in devoting themselves to the ministry of the saints. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 16. No doubt the caliber of the grace of God in Stephanas, a spiritual son of Paul and a first fruit convert from Achaia, would be that of the Corinthians as well, at least those in submission to him. What is true of the first fruits becomes true of the harvest. Number five, and not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for the adoption as sons, the redemption of our body. Romans chapter 8, verse 23. The phrase first fruits of the Spirit refer to the down payment or the guarantee of the Spirit, that is, the Spirit with measure. But this is a foretaste of the fullness of the Spirit without measure. The fullness of a dimension is unattainable without first experiencing the first phase or expression of that dimension. I trust you can see the relevance and application in reference to giving financial first fruits. As referenced earlier in this writing, in chapter 5, the first fruits of the Spirit also alludes to a guarantee that we will attain the fullness of our adoption as sons of God, including reaching immortality of the body. This also references that the fullness of the Father and Son will also be a reality within every son of God who is part of the corporate body of Christ. Number 6. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive, but each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, after that those who are Christ's at his coming. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20 to 26. Refer to notes on this verse in chapter 5. Chapter 7. These are the ones who have not been defiled with women, for they have kept themselves chaste. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These have been purchased from among men as first fruits to God and to the Lamb. Revelations chapter 14, verse 4. Refer to notes on this verse in chapter 5. The phrase, not being defiled, allude to personal, practical purity. First fruits have the capacity not just to be depictive of the purity of our lifestyles, but it also has the potential to be representative of the purest, undefiled financial offering we give. Reflect. First fruits are not just about finances. The financial expression of first fruits must be viewed against the backdrop of the profundity and all-encompassing nature of first fruits as applied in the New Testament. Often the giving of financial first fruits is indicative of significant spiritual realities and principles. In what respects can you connect first fruit giving with principles of first fruits as applied in the New Testament?